But no, it's been kind of fun. That
What?
Hold on, everything just froze for me, but I can hear you now. But I forgot to plug in my Ethernet. Hold on a second. Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
What do you want to give us something?
The eclipse. I have to go plug in my Ethernet with my extremely long Ethernet cord.
It's happening right now,
cord.
Isn't it? The eclipse?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is probably the best time for us to do anything that we need good luck.
Well, we're going to talk about ourselves, which could definitely need some good luck.
Yes, exactly. I don't think this... I can't foresee... Well, I always say every episode, I can't foresee this going very long, and then it ends up like a Scorsese picture for the length, but I think that maybe we can do this a little less than, you know, the Irishman when it comes to talking about ourselves and patting our own back.
I agree. Welcome to One More Hollywood Podcast, based on the documents in front of me and serious scientific research. This is episode 40. Fucking craziness.
I thought you were about to say your name.
I know. I was like, yeah.
This is episode 40, and I'm very grateful to be sitting here on One More Hollywood Podcast, and I am Chris Moore.
Hi, I'm Katie Murphy.
And I'm Dennis Sinoboy. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, we really did think that Chris was like going to mention his like birth certificate and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was like, what a build up to your name.
Yeah, it was a strong build up. So we are constantly asked on this show, do award shows matter? Well, to steal a quote from Jeffrey Wright, his acceptance speech after he won Best Lead Performance at the 2024 Film Independent Spirit Awards, it's funny, you go to these award shows, you kind of grow tired of them, and then you get one, and it kind of changes the vibe a bit. Well, your favorite dysfunctional entertainment podcast is officially nominated for a Webby Award. Congratulations to that. I guess you can clap around it, everybody.
Woo! Yeah,
we can't afford sound effects, so this is our actual clapping. Maybe
I
Josh
actually
can
think
fix it.
That should be a category now that you said
did,
it that way.
What did you
Dennis.
Just call us?
Dysfunctional entertainment podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's so accurate.
Yeah, right? That's kind of amazing. Well, if you go to the Webby's Award website, you'll find us under podcasts, individual episodes, television and film, or in layman's terms, we are up for best television and film individual episodes podcast. In other words, we don't have like an overall narrative, like a true crime podcast. Although I'd argue that Chris's feelings towards streamers raising their prices feels like a true crime podcast sometimes.
Yeah.
Only if they quietly start disappearing.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna have to mysteriously lose all the other episodes of this podcast.
Exactly.
So they can't be used as evidence against
all
me.
Of a sudden it's Paramount Plus started its day like any other, and then it would miss them. I think that's how they all started anyway. So perhaps our view on awards have changed. I don't know. I'll ask my co-host. Has our view on award shows changed slightly now that there's been some recent news?
Katie, would you like to go first?
I think you should answer this. Hey, I feel like I'm not the one who has
Chris
thoughts
just,
on award
exactly.
shows.
Nope. Well, I don't think it's bullshit.
I'm going to steal from earlier today, Dennis quoted Groucho Marx. And the great quote was, I don't really want to be a member of any club that would have me. So I may be the wrong person because, you know, it's a weird thing with awards, and this is what we talk about, is it's meant to be people in the business who theoretically know more than the average person about podcasts say, hey, those guys are doing it well, right? And I personally have loved it, and I'm taking full advantage of it and talking about it and telling people, and because I'm letting myself believe that the Webby is actually a group of people who just thought they have a good podcast. We should tell people that, right? And that's what I think the most valuable thing of award shows are, is that somebody who doesn't work for the podcast, who isn't paid for by the podcast, said, you know what? This is a good podcast if you like entertainment, you know, movies and television. So I think that's awesome. And what I'll say is, if the other award shows that we've been, or I personally have been killing over the last, you know, 40 episodes, if I felt it was that pure, and I think the reason the Webby is more pure to me, and in a second, I think one of my esteemed colleagues will tell you what a Webby really is, but it's
yes,
basically just anything on the web they have awards, which I think it serves a great purpose if you believe it. I no longer believe the Oscars or the Emmys. I think there's just so much bullshit that goes on. But I can tell you 100% in this category, nobody got paid. There were no deals. We didn't do anything. The fact that we ended up there was shocking to us.
Literally yes. Shocking.
Yes. And I literally spit my coffee directly across my living room at 5:30 in the morning when I saw the email.
Can we discuss that this all happened at 5:30 in the morning? Because I'm not a morning person, but I had woken up early that morning.
Yeah.
And saw your email. And I'm not a morning person in that I can't quite comprehend things until I've had like at least a cup of coffee.
Or four Celsius, I think it is.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Of course.
Not sponsored, unfortunately.
Is listening to yeah. Webby nominated podcast. And we would be happy to have you be one of our sponsors because Katie drinks most of your product.
Yeah, you don't have to pay us. Just send me the Celsius directly.
Or give her share in your company and trust me, it'll work out.
But yeah, it was shocking. Later, after I had some coffee, had to literally sit down and be like, how exactly did this happen?
And I waited till my wife got up and I showed her us versus who we're up against, which I'll explain, we'll talk about shortly. And she, to her merit, thought I photoshopped it. So that's good. Yes. That was a good. She's like, oh my God, you're so good at Photoshop. Like, I'm like, no, what? Damn.
Immediately, like, just like, LOL. Shit.
But when you hear who we're up against, you'll probably hear my wife
went with, what's a Webby?
Yeah.
All right. So let me get into that. So
yeah,
I'm going to steal this directly from the Webby's website so that it's, you know, exactly what they think they are, which I think is helpful. So it's established in 1996. So 28 years ago, during the web's infancy, the Webbies is presented by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. It's a 3,000-member judging body. The Academy is composed of executive members, which is leading internet experts, business figures, luminaries, visionaries, and creative celebrities. I don't know what creative celebrities are, but moving on. The associate members are those who are former Webby winners, nominees, and other internet professionals. I don't know what an internet professional is either. Moving on. So I will end it with this. The New York Times once called the Webbies the internet's highest honor. So congratulations, team. We are part of the legacy of the internet's highest honor, according to New York Times.
I am honored.
I am honored too. I'm amazed and honored and grateful. And I think that's part of what this episode is we're really just coming on to talk about it because we have maybe had some negative views of award shows. It does feel different. Knowing somebody out there was like, yeah, these guys are kind of good. You feel better about yourself. I'm not going to lie. Jeffrey Wright was 100% correct.
Yeah. Now I do have to say this, though, Chris. Now, there's some aspects of it that are very similar to some of the qualms you have with other award shows, though. I got to say it. We're very honest on this podcast.
Jump in.
And while this may be the reason why we don't win the Webby in the long run, because somebody listens to this one. But in order to apply, similar to a lot of other film festivals and award shows and other things, there is a process they have to go through. And, you know, in this case, like many others, it does cost money. It's like applying for college, applying for film school, and of course, applying for this award. So for me to do this, which by the way, I don't know if you guys remember this, but I think Sonia shared it with me, was like, hey, Webby's like, you're allowed to apply. And I was like, should we? And you were like, yeah, who cares? Go for it. Why not? Should we shoot for the moon?
Yeah.
So I applied.
That was the extent of the conversation.
That was pretty much it. Yeah, that was the entire thing. I should put quotes around that. So you need to apply for each category or subcategory that you want your project to be in the running for. So we were for podcasts, obviously. So there are several overall categories like best show, best writing. Clearly, best writing wasn't for us since, you know, if you've listened to this podcast, we don't write shit. Best co-host. I would argue we would be great for that, but I know better to save our money there. And then there are subcategories based on theme, which is why we are specifically located in like the, you know, television and film category. So basically, in order to submit for podcasts, for the larger categories like best show, which I did put us for, and we didn't get nominated for that, but I beg to differ. But that was about $525 each time you kind of did, you put your project in for some of the larger categories, best co-host, best host, best, you know, all of that stuff. And then the smaller ones or the independent categories were $225. So those are like best independent podcast, individual episodes, like which is what we ended up being nominated for. So that was the amount. So we did put some money into it. Although I do remember going back and being like, Chris, what do you think about this one? And Chris was like, no chance. Don't spend the money on it. And I was like, all right, fine. So we did, of course, put in all those nominees and then for all that money. And then oddly enough, like we said, got an email from them at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday saying, congratulations, you've been nominated as a Webby nominee. Your work has been singled out as one of the five best in the world in this category, meaning it's among the top of 13,000 projects that were entered from all 50 states and over 70 countries worldwide. So bang, look at that. I mean,
yes, indeed.
That's exciting.
More yeah. sound effects.
More, yeah. Woo! Yeah, we did it.
I don't think applause is supposed to be Foley.
Yeah. We should. Yeah, I think at this point we're very close to having some like canned laughter to really move this podcast along.
I like talking about the business that I love and care about, and I think the business is fucked. So right now, and so I think just having a voice out there that anyone's listening to, and yeah. having people on like Mosier or Kevin Smith or Aline Brosh,
yeah, John Gordon and Sarah Gamble, and
you know, we these people are working really hard trying to figure out how to get you good stories, you know, and that deserves, in my opinion, at least a podcast. So that's why I'd say, you know, the thing that I really realized in getting the nomination, back to the sort of central question of does this shit matter, was there is a weird thing in entertainment specifically. I don't know if it's true in other customer, you know, what do they call them, consumer products, right? Like, there seems to be more like if you're Mattel and you make a toy and then you go out and market your toy and try to tell people it's a cool toy, people at least will check it out. In entertainment, nobody really buys. If you actually have a vested interest in something, a story, a movie, intellectual property, a streaming service, and you're out telling people it's great, it's almost negative in the sense that, well, if he couldn't find anybody else who thinks it's good, why is he just talking about, you know, like in a big way, the guy who runs Warner Brothers Discovery now, Dave Zaslav, went through this where he had a bunch of projects like Scooby-Doo and Batgirl. He was like, this is so fucking bad, I'm not even releasing it, and I'm taking the tax write-off. Right?
But then The Flash.
And then he said, I think The Flash is one of the best movies ever. It wasn't, right? So like that dude now, he could say anything about anything, and I'd just be like, there's money somewhere. He's not telling the truth, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've all seen actors go on late night shows or whatever and be like, this is probably the finest film I've ever worked on. And then you have to like watch it, and it's like you'd rather sit on a pineapple than have to watch that thing again. I mean, realistically, I've seen some good movies recently, which I'm very happy about. But all in all, you know, people are paid to do these things. And I will say this, Chris is not paying us he's paying us to do the podcast, but not to go out there and tell everybody to vote for us.
Well, also not to have an opinion or not to have a point of view. I like debating this shit with Dennis and Katie.
Oh, absolutely.
I like their fans also. They love this stuff. They might not have my experience, but they have their own experience with entertainment. And the point is, we're all customers. At the end of the day, we love being told a good story. Like Dennis said, he's found a couple he liked, you know? And so the third party nature of whatever you said is 13,000 projects 13, were out 000, there.
Yeah.
And somebody other than the three of us, or Josh and Sonia included, you know, the five of us decided this one's one of five that's really good in this category. There is something about that is awesome, right?
Like, oh, absolutely.
And I think that's the same thing with like a film festival. If you let yourself believe that there were smart people there who were just trying to pick good movies for you, and you went and you saw a good movie, right? The system is working. The problem for a jaded old bastard like me is that the there's so many other little things happening in some of these established systems that they're getting a little bit not authentic, whatever that is. Corrupt, I guess, but I don't think it's super corrupt, you know. But anyway, so that's all I'd say is I think we sort of want to talk about it because there is an irony to now we're all jacked about an award show and we've certainly talked about how they can let you down.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're 100% right in this category, which is we're as good as these other idiots.
That's right.
But
but there are two awards, by the way. So there is a Webby, official Webby, which is voted on by the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences. And remember, if you have arts and sciences in there, you know what I mean? An academy, woo, an international, hey.
Yeah.
Very
it's
legit.
A lot of smart people.
But there's also the People's Voice, which is a Webby award for sort of like, it's almost like People's Choice Awards where the public votes on who they think is. So that's what's so interesting. It's unlike the other award shows where like the Academy gives the award to somebody, but then in the same exact category, you could also have somebody else win the People's Voice, where more people, the audience itself, or you know, friends and family of those working on the, in our case, working on vote for us. And that's sort of what's, I think, is really unique and fun about the Webbies.
And I think the thing that we're trying to say, and this is totally self-serving, but it's also interesting, and those of you that listen, we're grateful to you, and you know, you know, is that we're weirdly up against four giant companies. And so there's this
massive.
This podcast is a little bit sort of us saying, hey, look, you know, this is not a political game. Nobody gets to go to college for free. No medical breakthrough happens if you take the time to vote for us. And we'll probably keep doing this even if we don't win. But the
probably.
No, we're stopping if we don't.
If we don't beat these major studios, it's over.
And I'm sure Dennis or Kay will tell you who the other ones are. But the point is, we're also just coming on saying, look, we're a surprise to anybody. Dennis, that's 100% true. We just saw he deserves credit for like even making us think about doing it.
Yep.
And it's kind of fun. I'll admit it. It's kind of fun. And it gives you something to talk about. It gives you something to go out and just say, hey, it's not just us. But anyway, this is as far as we're going to go, except for some Instagram posts on trying to get people to vote for us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Do shit. We're
no,
just
I'm
sort
definitely
of-
going to have some Instagram posts. I'm keep Photoshopping your head on whatever I got to do to make this thing work out, you know? But so when Katie said she was shocked reading the email and then probably more shocked when she saw who we're up against and my wife thought we were Photoshopped, I think we should get into who we're up against.
Yeah, do
okay.
it.
Yes.
So we... One More Hollywood Podcast, Fusion Studios, are up against Avatar Braving the Elements from Nickelodeon, Netflix Skip the Intro with Krista Smith, Netflix Q, so Netflix, HBO's Last of Us Podcast, Warner Brothers Discovery, HBO's Succession Podcast, HBO. So as you could probably imagine, Nickelodeon, Netflix, Warner Brothers Discovery, HBO, Fusion Studios. All the same. I see nothing... They look like this. It's all the same.
In fact, we got a better logo than any of them.
Right? I got to be honest. Especially that Warner Brothers Discovery. Holy.
Yeah, really.
Like, really phone that in.
But again, you can see that these are podcasts that have such a massive marketing hook in, right? Avatar, Succession, Netflix itself. I mean, she does a podcast about all of Netflix, right? And then The Last of Us. So you're sort of like, it's a weird world when all these things are competing against each other in the same category, right? Like you almost wish there was the film independent of podcasts. They're like, okay, these are the idiots talking in their living room. These are the people that HBO is paying to talk in their living room.
By the way, I did apply for Best Independent Show or Podcast. We didn't get nominated for that. We instead got nominated for this. So they I think somehow thought that we'd have a better shot against these
Maybe
monsters. These massive juggernauts
the
of entertainment.
Is.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And now the thing
is
like what I was saying
Sound
before
big.
Is when we were nominated at Complex and First We Feast and everything. You know, they would just send an email out to the entire company and tell everybody, here are the links to vote for each of these things, you know, for Hot Ones or, you know, whatever. They're actually nominated again this year, so congrats to them. But the thing is that they have massive companies. So like when you send it out and there's like 500 people working at the company, that's like at least 500 people voting for you just from within the company itself. We have not 500. We got five. We got five people. So we're reaching out to family. If the interns at Netflix voted, they would have more votes than we have right out the gate. But we're trying, folks. And we're gonna do it. We're gonna hit the grassroots campaign, put on social, like I said, Photoshop Chris's head on any sort of thing I need to push it out there, beg for votes.
But and we're gonna you can go see how deep our promotional expertise goes.
It's literally one of the five.
What are we
of us
gonna
is
do?
Doing it.
We're gonna Photoshop your head on shit.
Yep.
What? Like
we're gonna do
it?
A podcast okay. episode telling people that we did it, and then we're gonna Photoshop your head on every single body.
And all of us are gonna reach out to everyone in our contacts.
Exactly. Have to show my dad how to use the internet so that we could vote. So we should work out great.
Now, the other thing I will say, totally with the hopefully the comedy and the smile that's on my face for those just listening, is we have decided, again, probably against what I would criticize many other awards nominees for doing, we have decided that having listened to an episode of the podcast is not actually a prerequisite for us asking you to vote. So for all my friends who've never listened to this, you're still getting an email and get the hell out
just
there
vote.
And vote. Like,
yeah.
You don't, you know, I say at the very end of my email, P.S. And if you want to listen, you can.
Yeah. I don't really care about that, but just vote.
Just vote.
Vote for
now,
us.
Now, I have an apology. I have a disclaimer, which is I have a real problem. And one of the reasons is Dennis has been very nice pointing out that currently I'm the investor, but I have a real problem with sponsorship and other stuff because it comes with other kinds of obligations that I've had when I did Project Greenlight, when I've done other stuff that I just tried to avoid because we're trying to tell the real truth and not have money get all caught up in this. But that carries over to the fact that I really hate when somebody makes a great piece of programming and they have to spend their energy trying to convince you, the fans, to join some new platform that you're not already a member of, right? Like when I, early in my career, was making movies and pretty much you cared about the box office, you didn't have to convince anyone that, you know, you should go see a movie. People pretty much had come to grips with the fact that movies exist in their theaters in their town, and they'll go if they want to go see your movie. So the only competition was against the other movies.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, at that time, Chris, where else were they going to find somebody have sex with a pie? They had to go to the theater.
It's true.
I
mean, food and sex are not that popular. Now there's channels for all that shit. But
not combined.
The point is that
moving
what
on.
I'm trying to say is the one things the Webbies do, and the thing I don't like to do, but I will admit it up front, you'd love to get even just a showing in the vote, right? Not just be like there were five people and then 6 million voted for the Last of Us. But you do have to sign up. Unfortunately, you got to give an email.
Yep.
You have to, I even think for some, there's like a double validation bullshit. So it does take some time. And I'm very grateful to anyone who takes the time. I've already had three of my high school buddies be like, nope, way too many boxes I got to fill. I'm sorry, Chris.
Nah.
And if you think you're going to beat one of these other guys by one vote, then I fucked you.
Yeah, but if everybody thinks the one vote.
Right, but if everyone thinks that, then nobody votes. So
yeah.
Anyone who's out there thinks, do I really want to whatever? I apologize, but unfortunately, I'm sure that's how the Webby does it. Because they get all these members and people on their mailing list because you voted for a way.
Right. And we really do appreciate anyone who does take the time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because obviously for all of us, being nominated is great. Winning it would be greater. And for some of us, like myself, one step closer to that wall of fame in my high school. Shout out Lawrence High. You know what I'm talking about?
There you go.
Fingers crossed, baby. One day.
That's right.
You know?
Get on there.
Right up there next to John Stewart Leibowitz. You know, John Stewart went to my high school.
There is another award we could win. So we could still win a Webby if we don't get the votes.
That's true. We could win the Academy, the official Webby, you know, versus the People's Voice.
Right. So anyone who's a member who is listening, hey, why not vote for the independent person?
Yeah. So this is
why not
this
vote
is,
for the little guy?
when I had my cup of coffee hours later and sat down and was like, how exactly has this happened? I did some research, and it appears the International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences, the member, kind of like the Oscars, how we described.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's academy. Like a subcategory of like maybe podcasters who are in this academy, or maybe it's entertainment or something. Someone who's like aligned with our category.
Right.
Nominated us based on all the applications that came in. So they could also choose us to win
That's true.
The award.
That's true. I wish I knew that person. I would send him a fruit basket. No, it's more than Which, one person, obviously, who chooses it, but overall.
I was thinking about this today, and I was like, it would almost be more helpful if whoever nominated us, or whoever is voting for us, whoever voted to make this happen for us to be nominated, could just reach out to us directly and like let us know what they like and dislike or anything like that, you know? Like, because I
the reason why I picked you guys was because you end every podcast with bye, you know? Yeah, maybe that's
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Is that it? Because I'll do
I
that
just
every time.
Can't we don't stop do peer saying review go Barbie. Well.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at you guys. All I say now is go Barbie. Go Barbie.
Sick of tick.
But this is very exciting. We started this podcast to discuss the industry and sort of independent content and all that kind of fun stuff. And it was during the strike we started. So, you know, for us, it was what was going on with the studios, what was going on with the audience, what was going on with the writers and the actors and production and everything. And so it's funny. It's kind of come full circle. We're almost at a year, and here we are nominated for a Webby against some of those same companies that we started the podcast to talk about, which is fascinating. So maybe it's a karmic
thing.
Well,
I think also the next 3 or 5 months are going to be fascinating because, you know, Warner Brothers Discovery is probably for sale again. Paramount's probably going to figure out who's going to buy it.
Yep.
Right? You got all kinds of weird streaming strategies coming out again, like, you know, Disney Plus is now going to carry Hulu. There won't be a Hulu. It'll just be Disney Plus, and Hulu is just a box on it. You're like, you could have had that idea 6 months ago. What the fuck changed that now you're sending me all these emails? So anyway, we got stuff to talk about because people are still trying to figure this business out, you know?
To be one of the five in this category, number one, is super exciting. The fact that we're up against these like massive what juggernauts of podcasts is insane. You know, so obviously it's a bit of an uphill battle on the vote side, but you know, again, we're just really excited because it shows that people are noticing it. And, you know, we've noticed a lot more people reaching out to us on social and, you know, commenting and our numbers are going up in the views. So people are starting to see it, starting to recognize it a bit more. And we're just really, really, really happy and really proud that this happened. So thank you to everybody who's listening, sharing, voting, all of that. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to the Webby-nominated One More Hollywood podcast. We need your vote, so please click the link in the description or follow the link in our social profiles at OMHpod. And as always, follow our podcast and tune in every Thursday for a new episode. Webby.
Bye. Go Barbie.
Go Barbie.
Go Webby.
Go
us.
Go Webbies.